Hi, guys. Here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil, like a lot of it. Yep, that's good. Then I stare at a red light. It's the kind that helps your cells positively glow. Oh, wow, really bright, okay. Next, I take an ice bath. That's how you melt your fat and fix your, other stuff. Ooh, yep, feeling super healthy. Can't feel my toes. Breakfast is raw liver. Okay, here we go. Oh, real good.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Welcome back, everyone, for another deep dive. We're tackling a situation today that I know will resonate with a lot of you out there. It's something I think we've probably all experienced at some point. Dealing with those pesky neighborhood noise issues, you know, the ones that really test your patience. In this case, we're diving into a story from a listener in Philadelphia who reached out to us about, well, a new neighbor that's really pushing their buttons.
Oh boy, those neighborly disagreements can be tough.
Yeah.
Especially when it's something that disrupts your peace and quiet on a regular basis.
Tell me about it. So picture this. A quiet, peaceful townhome community, the kind of place where retirees gather, conversations flow easily, and life moves at a slower pace. Our listener was actually thrilled when a new family moved into the building, you know, picturing friendly waves, maybe even some shared gardening tips.
Yeah, that sounds lovely.
Right. But instead, things took a turn. Let's just say it wasn't exactly the neighborly bliss they were hoping for.
I could already sense this isn't going to end well.
Let's just say their hopes were quickly dashed when a four-legged culprit arrived on the scene. A lab mix full of energy, but from the sounds of it, not a lot of training or...
Yeah.
Well, basic care.
Oh, no. What kind of trouble was this pup getting into?
Well, we're not just talking a few playful barks here and there. According to our listener, this dog barked. Get this. Nonstop. For hours on end.
Oh my goodness, that's beyond just a little annoying. That sounds incredibly disruptive.
Right, and it gets worse. This wasn't just a daytime thing either. We're talking all day and night. Barking that could rival a stadium crowd.
Wow, that's rough. Yeah. I can only imagine how frustrating that must have been for our listener.
And for the poor neighbors, it sounds like it was really starting to take a toll on their quality of life. They couldn't enjoy their evenings, weekends were out of the question. Even simple things like having friends over became an ordeal.
I bet. You know, it's interesting how these seemingly small things can snowball into much bigger issues, especially when you're constantly on edge, bracing yourself for the next round of barking.
It's like that constant anticipation just wears you down over time.
Exactly. And it's not just about the annoyance factor either. Noise, especially chronic noise like this, is a legitimate health hazard.
Oh, absolutely.
It disrupts sleep, elevates stress levels, and impacts our overall well-being.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned the sleep disruption because our listener actually works night shifts. So they rely on those daytime hours to recharge and get some rest.
Oh, that's even worse. So not only are they dealing with the noise during their waking hours, but it's also cutting into their much-needed sleep. That's rough.
It really is. And unfortunately for our listener, the barking was just the tip of the iceberg.
You're kidding? It gets worse.
Oh, yeah. This is where things get really concerning. The dog was often left outside no matter the weather. We're talking scorching sun, pouring rain, you name it. This poor dog endured it.
See, that's what really gets me. Not only is the dog causing a disturbance, but this lack of shelter, especially during extreme weather, raises some serious red flags about the dog's well-being.
Absolutely. And that's a whole other layer of complexity that we're going to unpack in this deep dive. Because it's one thing to deal with noise, but it's another thing entirely when you start to worry about potential neglect.
I couldn't agree more. This is where things go from a simple neighborly spat to a situation with some potentially serious ethical implications.
And ethical dilemmas are our specialty here at the Deep Dive. So stick with us as we dig deeper into the story. We'll explore the steps our listener took to address the situation, the challenges they faced along the way, and maybe even uncover some solutions for those of you out there grappling with similar issues in your own neighborhoods. Because let's face it, noisy neighbors are like unwanted house guests. They always overstay their welcome.
It's really a shame to hear about a pup going through that. You know, being left outside in those conditions, it really does make you wonder about the bigger picture here.
It does, and it puts our listener in a difficult position, right? Because it's one thing to be annoyed by the noise, but it's another thing entirely to be concerned about an animal's welfare.
Absolutely. It's like you want to enjoy your own space, but you also don't want to see an animal suffering.
Exactly. So walk us through what our listener did. They tried to address the situation, right?
They did. And they started with the most logical step, which is always commendable, talking to the neighbors directly.
Always a good first step. So how did that go?
Well, according to the letter, they tried to approach it sensitively. They focused on the impact the noise was having, you know, mentioning their own dog's distress, how it was affecting their sleep.
Wait, focusing on the problem, not placing blame. That's usually the best approach.
Exactly. But sadly, it seems like their efforts were met with resistance. The neighbors were pretty dismissive.
Oh, no, really? What did they say?
They basically brushed it off, claiming that the dog was just being protective. You know, that old chestnut.
Oh, I know that one. He's just doing his job.
Exactly. But that doesn't really fly when the dog is barking nonstop day and night.
No, it really doesn't. So what happened next? Did our listener just throw in the towel at that point?
Well, they did try one more avenue, which, again, is a pretty standard route to take in these situations. They reached out to the HOA.
Ah, the HOA, the infamous HOA.
Right. You'd think they'd be the ones to handle these kinds of neighborhood disputes.
That is kind of their whole deal, right? Keeping the peace within the community and all that.
Exactly. But there's a catch, of course. And this is where things get a little ironic.
I think I can already guess where this is going.
So the HOA did have noise ordinances in place, which you'd think would be helpful in this situation.
Right, yeah.
Except these ordinances only applied during certain hours.
Of course they did. Let me guess. Daytime hours only.
Bingo. As if noise pollution takes a break at night.
It's like they've never had to deal with a barking dog at 3 a.m.
Right. And for our listener who works night shifts, those daytime hours were crucial for sleep.
Talk about adding insult to injury. They're trying to sleep off a long shift, and the HOA rules are about as useful as.
Well, you get the idea.
Right.
So what happened next? Did they just accept defeat?
Not quite. Our listener considered a more drastic measure building offense.
Ah, the classic fence solution. It's a tale as old as time.
Right. But let's be real. It's a costly endeavor, and there's no guarantee it would even solve the problem.
Exactly. It might muffle the sound a bit, but it doesn't address the underlying issue.
Not to mention the added stress of construction, permits, potentially even disagreements with the neighbors about the fence itself. It's like a whole other can of worms you're opening up.
It's tough because it sounds like offense wouldn't really get to the heart of the matter, would it?
Right. It's like putting a Band-Aid on a broken bone. It might mask the symptom, but the real issue is still there.
And in this case, the real issue seems to be twofold. You've got the noise disruption, which is bad enough on its own, but then you've got this underlying concern about the dog's well-being, which is a whole other can of worms.
It really is. And it's commendable that our listener was so attuned to that aspect of the situation, because it's easy to get caught up in your own frustration, but they clearly recognized that this was about more than just their own peace and quiet.
They did, and they were clearly trying to balance their own needs with the needs of their neighbors and their furry friend. Which is a tough line to walk.
It is. It's a classic dilemma. How far do you go?
Yeah.
When do you step in? Especially when you've already tried the polite, neighborly approach and it hasn't gotten you anywhere.
Right. And that's where it's important to remember that there are other resources available.
Okay, so let's talk about those resources for a bit. What can someone do when they've reached the end of their rope with a situation like this?
Well, the good news is that most cities and counties have animal control or animal welfare agencies.
Right, those are the folks who handle reports of neglect or abuse.
Exactly. And while it might feel uncomfortable to involve them, it's important to remember that these agencies are there to help. They can investigate the situation, provide guidance, and in some cases, even step in to ensure the animal's safety.
So it's not about being a nosy neighbor. It's about advocating for an animal that might not be able to advocate for itself.
Exactly. And documentation is key in these situations. Keep a record of dates, times, specific observations about the dog's condition, any attempts you've made to address the issue with the neighbors. All of that information can be really helpful if you do end up needing to involve animal control.
That's good to know, because it sounds like our listener really did everything right in terms of trying to resolve this through communication and community channels. But sometimes you need to call in the experts, so to speak.
Sometimes you do, and there's no shame in that.
Well, this has been quite the deep dive. We've gone from idyllic townhome living to barking dogs to HOA nightmares to the complexities of animal welfare.
It's amazing how these situations can spiral, isn't it? You start with a simple noise complaint and suddenly you're grappling with these big thorny issues.
It really is a testament to how interconnected our lives are, even in those quiet, peaceful neighborhoods. You never know what's going on behind closed doors, or in this case, behind a flimsy wooden fence.
That's the truth. But on a serious note, it's stories like this that really highlight the need for more open communication, for communities that are equipped to handle these kinds of disputes before they escalate, and for a greater awareness of animal welfare issues.
Couldn't have said it better myself. So listeners, if you're facing a similar situation, remember, you are not alone. Neighbor disputes, especially those involving pets, are incredibly common, and there are resources available to help. Don't be afraid to reach out, advocate for yourself, and advocate for those furry friends who might need a voice. Until next time on The Deep Dive.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, will this send me spiraling out of my routine? Time to consult the online experts.
Hi, Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism.
Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning. Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Insulin sensitivity.
Always track every
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
They don't know your body, only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.